Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
It's 10 trivia questions on Dave Matthews Band lyrics for my friend Greg Hines. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, recording live here from Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. You should come here next time you're in SoCal and grab yourself a pint. All the beers here are awesome and freshly made just off to this side that you can't see. Thanks for watching the show on YouTube if you want to see some cool scenery for me. And thanks for listening to the show on your favorite podcast listening app. If you dig the show, tell a friend about it, spread the word, share a link. That would be very cool of you. And you can also leave an iTunes review. Remember, when you leave a review on iTunes, send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, so I know that you left it, and I can send you some cool stuff in the mail. I've got Sharknado headshots I could sign for you. I've got logo stickers of the podcast, and I've got a bunch of cool trivia cards that I like to share and send with every letter I mail to anybody. Today's episode is all about Dave Matthews and the Dave Matthews Band. I'm going to give you some lyrics. You tell me what song they belong to. I know a lot of the hits of Dave Matthews as I was looking these up, but I realized no one's really said his name in the last 10 years or so. I could be way wrong. I'm sure he's still touring and stuff, but anyone I know, I feel like, has not talked about Dave Matthews in a while. So I feel like he's ready for a big comeback of some kind. Again, if you're a huge Dave Matthews fan and you're like, idiot, he is everywhere still, let me know. But if I'm wrong and you agree with me, let me know. How can we get Dave Matthews back out in the world making new music? Is he still making new music? I feel like I should have researched this, but you know me. Probably not going to do that. We're going to give you those lyrics, and it's going to be tons of fun. Here's an artist I do like that I follow quite a bit, Chris Stapleton. I've mentioned him on the show before. Got me into listening to more country music in my later years of life here, but I really like Chris Stapleton for the last 5 years or so. And he is doing a big tour called the All-American Road Show, and they are on tour with the High Women, if you like them, and Dwight Yoakam, and all kinds of cool stuff. But they are playing a venue 10 minutes from my house called the Glen Helen Amphitheater in San Bernardino, California, and it's on June 6th, I think it is, 2020. It's a Saturday night. I'm super excited to just go listen to some great live music outdoors in the summer right by my house with one of my favorite artists. So that's what I'm excited for this summer. If you like Chris Stapleton, go check out the tour. I want to see Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters. I realize I've never seen them live. I've mentioned that maybe on the show before too. I got to get me some Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters off the bucket list. So if you want to go see the Pearl Jam or the Foo Fighters with me anytime in the next couple of years, let me know. You could probably persuade me pretty easily if it's close to Los Angeles. And that would be tons of fun. I know a lot of their songs too. Guys, you can join Patreon if you want to support my show, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Join for just a buck and get access to a digital newsletter. Get a shout out on certain episodes of the show and see your name in print in the show notes of every single episode under the thank you section. Join for just a buck at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And you can click the link in the show notes if you don't want to type anything in. It's super, super easy to sign up. All right, we're going to jump into these questions. for Greg Hines, who is a Patreon subscriber at the $5 or more level, and he gets to pick a topic every single month that I am bound to record at some point on the show. And he asked for this one quite a few months ago. And we're finally catching up. This is for Greg, and it's all about DMB. Here we go. All right, here we go with some Dave Matthews Band lyrics. Let's see how many of these you know. Question number one. You've got your ball, you've got your chain, tied to me tight, tie me up again. Question number one. You've got your ball, you've got your chain, tied to me tight, tie me up again. Number one, number one. Question number two. He wakes up in the morning, does his teeth bite to eat? And he's rolling, never changes a thing. Number two, he wakes up in the morning, does his teeth bite to eat, and he's rolling, never changes a thing. Number two, what is that song with those lyrics? Number two. Number three, I am no Superman, I have no answers for you. I am no Superman, I have no answers for you. Number three. Question number four, crazy how it feels tonight. Crazy how it make, how you make it all right, love. Number four, crazy how it feels tonight. Crazy how you make it all right, love. Number four. Number five, up and down the puppy's hair, fleas and ticks jump everywhere. That sounds like Dr. Seuss. Number five, up and down the puppy's hair, fleas and ticks jump everywhere. Number five. Number six, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Is that from the Bible? Number six, eat, drink, and merry, for tomorrow we die. Number six. Number seven, I'm mixing up a bunch of magic stuff, a magic mushroom cloud of care. Number seven, I'm mixing up a bunch of magic stuff, a magic mushroom cloud of care. And number eight, all you need is all you want is all you need is love. Number eight, all you need is all you want is all you need is love. Number eight. Question number nine, ooh, traffic jam got more cars than a beach got sand. Number nine, ooh, traffic jam got more cars than a beach got sand. And number 10, come out, no use in hiding. Come out, no use in hiding. These are all pretty popular Dave Matthews Band songs. I hope you had fun playing along and guessing these tunes. We'll be right back in just a second with the DMB answers. We're back with Dave Matthews Band Trivia. Let's see how you did. Question number one, you've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me tight, tie me up again. That would be Crash Into Me. Number one, Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into Me. Number two, he wakes up in the morning, does his teeth, bite to eat, and he's rolling, never changes a thing. Ants marching, ants marching. Number three, I am no Superman, I have no answers for you. That song's called Where Are You Going? Where Are You Going? Number four, Crazy How It Feels Tonight, Crazy How You Make It All Right, Love. That song's called Crush, Crush. Number five, up and down the puppy's hair, fleas and ticks jump everywhere. What would you say? Number five, what would you say? Number six, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Tripping Billies was the song, Tripping Billies. Number seven, I'm mixing up a bunch of magic stuff, a magic mushroom cloud of care. That song's called I Did It. That's the one where it's like, I did it. Guilty as charged, I think. I think that's the song. What if that's not the song? I was just singing some song. Number eight, all you need is all you want is all you need is love. Every day. That song's called Every Day. Number nine, ooh, traffic jam got more cars than a beach got sand. Too Much was the name of that song. Too Much. And number 10, come out, no use in hiding, is called Don't Drink the Water. They tell you to do that if you go on a cruise in Mexico. Don't drink the water. And those are your answers for Dave Matthews Band Trivia. I hope you had fun playing along. Greg, especially, I hope you were singing along in your car or at the gym or however you listen to the podcast, and you're like, yes, finally, Dave, for me. That was for you. It's time for one more question. Form of the question of the day from Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Who was the first talk show host to encourage live audience participation? Send me your answers at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the Yankees, which was the team of the New York Highlanders until 1913. Then they were called the Yankees. And your trivia team name of today is soap opera and kids book inspired, All My Boxcar Children. So all my children slip in the boxcar, All My Boxcar Children. Use that next time you play team trivia. If you're looking for a spot to play in Southern California, look no further than triviawithbuds.com. Click on all my different locations under the locations tab on the homepage and RSVP to any event for a bonus point. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.